Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the SEL counselor, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, and we are here to tell you all about what's going on in the life of Oaks Christian this week.
Well, this week is homecoming.
Ooh, big week around here.
Big week. Oftentimes, people can jump out of planes on homecoming.
That's true. Like, we always have a secret.
Or a firework show could happen.
What do you think it is this year?
I have no idea. I'm not even going to guess because there are no limits that we will go to celebrate homecoming.
It's true. And the only way you can find out is if you are at homecoming.
At the game. So October 24th, Friday, game time, 7 p.m. Join us on Thorson Field. It should be a great night. I know that there will be elements that involve all of Oaks Christian School. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Come out, support our boys.
Don't miss it. School spirit.
Yeah. Hoorah. Yeah. That's kind of like a military, like, is that the Marines? Hoorah?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Tyler says yes.
Tyler's nodding.
And we will take it. Chapel this week. Now, I thought I knew where we were going in chapel this week, but I spoke to Jade. And
I did too.
And he said we might do a pivot. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be going John 4, 43 through 54. Jesus heals a boy in Galilee, but we might switch to...
So a little insight. Jade told me something about having like a reflective conversation after retreats, kind of a culture reset.
Culture reset's good. Mm-hmm. And also that means there could be some exciting insights, videos from the retreat at chapel. Ooh. So... since we have no idea what might happen, it might be Jesus heals a boy in Galilee. It might be reflections of the retreat. And you should just come.
Parents, I was going to say, it could be a really fun chapel to be at.
You should just come. Mm-hmm. Because whether it's Jesus healing the boy in Galilee or a retreat recap, it's going to be awesome.
Chapel is always incredible. So
sometimes the invite is stunning. Always there.
Stunning is my new favorite word. I know you were all wondering.
Guys using stunning for things that I'm not even sure are stunning, but sure. Okay.
Caveat. Is it just me or I kind of have a word of the season that I just really use and I use it fully and then I move on. So right now it's stunning. Life is stunning. You're stunning. We're all stunning.
Chapel is stunning.
Chapel is stunning. All right. What's our topic today?
All right. Our topic today is the gift of imperfection, how to work through perfectionism.
One of my favorites, Brené Brown.
I know.
Has a book on this.
If you want to check it out, you should. We've read it. Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
I like to say amazing on this podcast. Oh, no. And I'm going to work on that because I have word variety, guys.
I was going to say diversifying your vocabulary.
Is important.
It's important. All right, so here's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how your child, you as a family, probably are engaging in a very full schedule, potentially an overly full schedule.
Sure.
And it's something that as the counselor here, this topic comes into my office frequently. Our students, your child, they are truly wired to do it all. They have found a way to operate in a really impressive capacity when it comes to conquering everything they have to do in their day-to-day schedule. But I frequently have visitors that stop by and say, Miss A, I just cannot do it all anymore. There's often tears that come alongside that statement because the pressure and the responsibility just really starts to add up. So we want to address how can we and what are we doing here at Oaks Christian and what can you do as a family to address this drive for perfection? In my office, one of the things I often do with students when they come in is I take out a literal paper plate and I have them write down a list of all of the things that fill their week. and we section it off into the percentage of time that it takes up in their week, and we eventually run out of space, right, on the paper plate. It gets full, and the thing that we have to consider is the list of to-dos is not 100% on the paper plate. And I do that exercise as a visual representation to show the kids that we as individuals have a capacity. There is only so much that we're able to do in a day or in a week. And sometimes we have to reevaluate. Are there things in my schedule that I can let go of? Are there things in my schedule that I can be flexible about? Or how I accomplish a task can change? Because the myth is that you can do it all, but we can't do it all. The kids can't do it all. Us as adults, parents, educators, we can't do it all. So we're going to talk about how we walk through that here at Oaks. But a personal reflection that I want to share from my clinical experience of students coming in and having this conversation with me is that I truly believe we, growing up, whether you as a parent or other generations, that we had an equal amount of responsibility and commitment in our lives, but there wasn't the same pressure to be so excellent in everything that right. we do, right? So now, like, you used to be able to participate in a sport because it sounded fun and you wanted to try something new, and you didn't have to make basketball your whole personality. Maybe you just liked to play at school, where now there's this pressure that you need to start the sport at a very young age, right? And choose, like, this is going to be the one thing that I'm really, really good at, and I'm going to pursue excellence in it, maybe even going beyond the high school, college space. So we really wanted to pause and help encourage a conversation around the why behind extracurricular activities and a full plate.
Right.
Because maybe we could bring back more of that why being for community, for social relationships, for fun, right? Fun. Just for fun.
We don't all have to be like amazing at something. We could just go out for pure enjoyment in that moment.
Enjoyment in the moment.
Crazy.
For growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We team sports, being a part of a musical production. These things teach us invaluable skills.
Collaborating with others,
being a part of a whole.
Sacrifice. Sometimes we really want a part that we don't mm-hmm. get, but we're still a part mm-hmm. of the show.
Exactly.
And we still need, our part is important.
And I would argue,
these things can't be learned in other spaces.
That's what I was just going to say.
Oh.
So, wow. We're so aligned. That sometimes these extracurricular activities are the best spaces to learn these skills mm-hmm. and to grow, which is a value that we have here at Oaks Christian. And we really want to savor that piece of extracurriculars and childhood. And in the same breath, we know we are Oaks Christian School. It is not a secret that we have rigorous academics, that we have high expectations, and that we expect a lot out of the kids. But we really do want to hold on to both of those things. So I'm curious, Tammy, what your take is on how do we maintain a culture of care in not creating students that are so consumed by perfectionism that they can't enjoy childhood and adolescence and doing things for the sake of fun and growth.
So before we started this podcast today, like, we talked about a word, distortions, right? And perfectionism mm-hmm. is a distortion of healthy striving.
Yeah.
And of course, at Oaks Christian, healthy striving is something that we want for all of our students. Mm-hmm. But like Miss A said, too many of our students are spending time in her office and basically they're coming in like a Matchbox 20 song. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. And it's because they are living in a distorted space. Mm-hmm. And we have to remind them that there's a difference between perfectionism and healthy striving.
Yeah,
and
that, so good.
And that difference is really your mindset. Mm-hmm. So healthy striving is setting realistic goals mm-hmm. for yourself, not goals comparing to someone else, but realistic goals for you, mm-hmm. being motivated to accomplish those things and being open to growth and improvement. In order to be open to growth and improvement, you have to risk failing at something.
Ooh, that topic keeps coming up. I like it.
You have to risk it, right? It's more about the process. That's healthy striving. It's more about the process. It's not the outcome. Process striving will be doing that. Perfectionism, on the other hand, is unrealistic standards that you have, being overly critical of yourself and often feeling like nothing's ever good enough, which leads to stress and burnout, Matchbox 20, unwell, which we don't want. And if you don't know, that came out in the 90s and our kids probably have no idea what that song is. But you parents, if you are in my age block, you know that song and you were walking around singing it.
And unwell leads to a visit to Miss A's office, which is exactly where you should be coming.
It totally does.
But we do want to help them on this path because perfectionism does not lead to good things.
It doesn't. So Brené Brown, we've mentioned her a couple times on this mm-hmm. podcast. She has a quote that we really liked, and it's, understanding the difference between healthy striving and perfectionism is critical to laying down the shield and picking up your life. So basically, she's making the claim that when you live a distorted version of yourself, you have a shield up and aren't fully living life. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. Our kids become paralyzed by fear. And because they're not living in reality, and we want them to be there. Mm-hmm. So Miss A,
yes.
What are some things that we can tell parents about? Mm-hmm. We've told them about what healthy striving looks like, mm-hmm. but when they see the distortion mm-hmm. with their student, what should they do?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of having conversations before it's too late. One of those action items that I would give you as parents is talk about the why with your child. Why are they adding this to their schedule? Why are they choosing to be at practice until 8 p.m.? Is it worth it? And I think a great question to ask yourself as a parent is, to what expense, right?
Sure.
If it's a little bit of sacrifice, maybe a little less social time to commit to something, I think that that's worth it.
Sure.
Is it at the expense of big emotional meltdowns every night before bed consistently because we're not getting our other commitments done? That might be a good time to say that might be too expensive to the health of my child to have them involved in this extracurricular activity. So that's a great question you can kind of ask as a barometer of sorts, is at what expense is this affecting my child and the well-being of our entire family? But conversation is really going to be the best tool for your family as you navigate this, because we live in a very busy, striving world. And so it's countercultural to choose to not be someone who is obsessed with perfection, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a mission that we believe in and that we do believe is worth it. Another thing you can do too is also reach out to me one-on-one. I would love to support your child. Sometimes
great resource.
I can be like a release valve, right? Like I can't always solve the problem, but I can be someone that can listen and that can maybe offer different coping tools that your child may need to use as their responsibility is growing. So use me as a part of your village, because sometimes I might share the same thing that you shared during the 10 p.m. meltdown, but it's coming from another voice and maybe they'd be willing to try the tool if it's coming from somebody else.
Okay. So before we get into the verse of the week, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that our students don't fear failure. Yeah. And they embrace the opportunity to learn new things and take risk. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, for those exposures of fun, growth, community, connection, just a new experience, it's really important. If our aim is perfection, then we limit our students' ability to discover areas of flourishing beyond their current exposures. And that's not what we want.
So good.
We have so many things to explore, especially in the middle school. And we want students to have an opportunity to try all of those things so that they can definitively say, no, I do not like that. And yes, I am curious about that. And I love putting my time here. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you're giving your kid opportunities to do those things. And our verse of the week this week is Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul reminds us that healthy striving is a process, a journey of continually becoming more like Christ.
Until next time,
we're in the middle with you.